Watch, President Trump honors three fallen deputies with first-ever medals of sacrifice. By Amy Furr on May 20, 2025. President Donald Trump on Monday honored three Florida deputies killed in the line of duty in 2024 with the first-ever medals of sacrifice. The Palm Beach County deputies' loved ones received the medals during the gathering in the Oval Office, CBS 12 reported on Monday. The fallen officers are Corporal Luis Baez, Deputy Sheriff Ignacio Dandiez, and Deputy Sheriff Ralph Butchwaller, who died in November when they were hit on the side of a roadway in Loxahatchee. During remarks given at the meeting, Trump said Congressman Brian Mast recently introduced a bill to ensure this new medal will be awarded to any law enforcement officer or first responder who gives his or her life in the line of duty. The medal presentation came after the White House observed National Police Week to honor the law enforcement officers who protect and serve American communities day and night. The three officers we recognize today were close friends, who were really close friends and colleagues. Together, they dedicated their lives to protecting the people of Palm Beach County and well beyond. They were beloved by everyone and respected by all, said Trump, who attended their memorial service. Per the CBS 12 article, the three deputies had been on motorcycle patrol and conducting traffic enforcement near the Arden Clubhouse at the time they were struck. They were working to get one of the motorcycles started when an SUV swerved onto the shoulder of the road. The vehicle hit the guardrail and ricocheted to where the deputies were. The famous jewelry company Tiffany's, which created the Medal of Honor, designed the current medal, according to UPI. The silver and 24-karat gold medals that feature the United States coat of arms were made in Rhode Island. The president's son, Eric Trump, was also in attendance on Monday and said he and other leaders had wondered why there was no medal for first responders who had lost their lives in the line of duty. Therefore, a call was made to the jewelry company. They said, without hesitation, that they'd be honored to design something absolutely beautiful that's a tribute to these incredible officers, these incredible EMS responders. And here we are, roughly 6 months later, with something that's truly beautiful, he said before thanking the company for its efforts. In his comments during the gathering, Mast said, "For the first time in our nation's history, all of our first responders, all of our law enforcement, all of our firefighters, we're going to recognize that sacrifice from the office of the presidency. And that has never taken place before."